Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Week 16, the Jaguars heading to New Orleans to face the Saints. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the Jaguars had a Thursday practice on Christmas Eve when the Florida Blue practice fields getting ready for the Week 16 matchup against those 5-9 New Orleans Saints. A couple of updates for the Jaguars in terms of injuries. Running back T.J. Yeldon did not practice again on Thursday. And, of course, Denard Robinson is ready to carry the load if needed on Sunday. On defense, linebacker Telvin Smith also out of practice Thursday with a separated shoulder. Hayes Pollard would get the start most likely if Telvin can't go. All right, guys, let's get to it. The Jaguars are headed to New Orleans to face another NFC South team, but they haven't won a game against the NFC South in a long time.
I think it's interesting. On the road in particular, yeah, they haven't won on the road since they won in Tampa in 2007. I think it's interesting because it's not really a great division, right? You've got a 16-0 team, John, that most people think is okay, but not dominant, right? You've got a Falcons team that started off but slid in, mm-hmm. and then a Bucs team that overachieved, and the Jags have played well but not great and are 0-3. And so I'm anxious to see if they can change that this week with an injured Drew Brees.
And sort of one more thing where the team had an opportunity against certain parts of the schedule that were, I can't call Carolina soft. That's a great team right now.
But they could have won an opening day.
Yeah, and if things had gone right, they probably could have. But it's another case where you look at this schedule and say, boy, if you'd done X, Y, Z, one or two things here, and it's just one more thing.
You mentioned Drew Brees. Will he or will he not play is the question. Of course, he's torched the Jags. He's torched a lot of teams in his time in the NFL. If he doesn't go, it's Matt Flynn or Garrett Grayson. That changes things a lot. But Drew Brees, if he's out there, 1 foot or 2 feet, still very, very talented.
Well, and I still maintain I don't really care who plays quarterback. If the Jaguars can't rush the passer, then they're in trouble. And so far, they haven't been able to rush the passer, so any game's going to be tough. Drew Brees makes it doubly, triply tough. I think because he is such an attack-oriented quarterback, he will get back, and if he sees one hole in your secondary, he's going to go after it, and he's going to go after it deep. He's great to watch, not always great to play against.
Two guys that know him well, Mark Brunell, who played with him for 2 years, and Blake Bortles, who went and studied him, and obviously they now share a common coach in Greg Olsen, and the first word out of their mouth was workaholic. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a guy who you can't possibly outwork, who isn't the biggest, strongest, fastest, but has that intellect, that instinct to play the game at a very, very high level. I don't know how they get to the quarterback, whether it's Brees or Grayson or Flynn, because they have a very good offensive line. It's right. Older, but it's good. Jari Evans can still play. Terron Armstead, the left tackle, everyone's been impressed with this year. And Strife, even though he's at the end mm-hmm. in the salary cap, this is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, the bad news is they don't know how either.
Yeah.
And they've shown that all year. You talked about the workaholic. That's why Brees is so dangerous against the blitz, against anything. He sees everything because he knows what's coming.
How similar is he to Peyton in your perspective?
In terms of study, a lot. In terms of style, not really. Peyton would take what's there. Drew Brees assumes that what he wants is there, and he goes after it.
We'll finish with the last couple of weeks for this team ahead. You know, the last couple of years for this group, Gus Bradley, Dave Caldwell, this team, this organization has not finished well the last couple of weeks of seasons. And that's a trend going back even before these guys, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can take it all the way back to 2006 where the Jags lost their final three games. In 2010, people forget this. They were 8-5 and they went to Indy. You remember, mm-hmm. and they had a chance that day against a Colts team that was better than they were but wasn't as good as the Colts had been. And they slid. And, you know, they lost the last three games that year. And since then, they haven't been in contention. So I would offer that these last two games are really important from the perspective of you want to turn that boat around and get this thing to a position where it can play well and finish.
Well, and you also want to be 7-9 rather than 5-11. Right now in this build, wouldn't 7-9 feel, resonate, be better? I think that's why these last two games are crucial. I know that they're going to play hard. I don't know with the personnel that they have on the field on defense that they can always control their destiny with this bunch, but somehow, some way, fight to get to 7-9. I think that matters a lot for this team right now.
You don't want people going into the offseason saying, same old Jags.
Right.
John, I heard it's some kind of a holiday, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, JP, it is a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
So Merry Christmas, bro.
Thank you.
And to you, JP.
Hey, thanks, John. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
And thank you for watching Jags of the Roundtable.